When you want to see the world, but you're stuck in the 9-to-5 grind, what do you do? Live vicariously through others, of course. Hear all about other travelers' experiences, lessons learned, and must-see attractions of countries across the globe. Welcome to the Travel Lust Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Travel Lust Podcast. My name is Chloe and I am joined once again with my boyfriend Joel. How are you doing?
Wonderfully, thank you very much.
We have quite recently been on a bit of an adventure. We went up to Airlie Beach in Queensland and we went to the Great Barrier Reef and did some island hopping and it was pretty magical.
It really was.
What were some of the highlights for you?
I think all of the food that we had there, that's probably, something that we both really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And, the place we were staying, Airlie Beach Hotel, right next to it had this really nice Italian place.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Yeah. What did we have? I had the, God, I can't even remember now, but it was just
you
so
You had
good.
A pizza and I had a pasta and we had tiramisu cocktails.
Oh, that was the best thing ever.
We're very food oriented.
But in terms of my favorite place to visit, it would probably be the Heart Pontoon, where we did scuba diving.
Mm-hmm.
That was, to convince you to scuba diving, to go scuba diving was very difficult. But in the end, I'm glad that you went.
Yeah, I guess we should just kind of run through our itinerary. So we flew out of Brisbane up to Proserpine and then got a shuttle to our hotel in Airlie Beach. We decided to stay on the mainland rather than stay on one of the islands like Hamilton Island just because it was more economical.
We can't afford it.
Hamilton Island is so expensive and where we stayed was so much cheaper.
But we're very willing to undertake a sponsorship if if we do want to do a full review of Hamilton Island.
Yeah, so our first night, we didn't do too much, just had some food and drinks, and then got up nice and early the next day because we had a Great Barrier Reef snorkeling tour booked, which was so cool. So we did that through Cruise with Sundays.
It was pretty good. Yeah. Although I did feel like they tried to nickel and dime you a lot.
Yeah, so what you pay for is pretty much they take you out from Airlie Beach right out to the Great Barrier Reef and you get to snorkel for however long you want. They have a little submarine type thing that you can go on as well.
Semi-submersible boat. Yeah.
So that was cool where you can like sit in the boat and look at the reef from underwater. But then they also have a number of optional pay activities that you can do. So there was
the
helicopter flight, which was a bit over $100. I think it was for like
the
10-minute flight.
The underwater, it was like $160 each for a 10-minute joyride. And you couldn't be over 110 kilos either. So, you know, for any of those larger listeners, don't even think about it. But there is like a underwater staying area where you can actually like rent out a room, like a luxury hotel room, under the water and look at, it's pretty well lit up so you can see all the wildlife.
Mm. That would be very cool. Probably very pricey as well. I think it was like $800.
Oh, I didn't even want to have a look. I just knew that it's something I'm probably not going to experience.
But we did do one pay activity, which was to do an introductory scuba dive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did.
And Joel was very keen on it, and I was very apprehensive.
That's understating it. You're like, I don't know if I can do it. You're freaking out.
Because you're not meant to breathe underwater. Like, it's not natural.
You're not supposed to fly either, but you're fine with that.
And I feel like it was semi-warranted because I did have some issues with my mask.
Yeah, that's like the only time I've ever heard that happening. You're just unlucky.
It wasn't major. I don't want to put people off doing scuba diving because it was pretty amazing. But little bits of water kept getting into my mask. And then because I naturally breathe through my nose, I was having trouble making sure that I constantly was breathing through my mouth.
Oh, I was under the impression that water got into your breathing mask the whole time. I didn't realize it was just the goggles. That's normal. You blow out through your nose to get rid of that.
Yeah, but then it would, like, get in, and then I would breathe through my nose, and water would go up my nose.
Well, when you don't breathe through your nose when there's water there.
Well, I was struggling. But no, like, I would fix it, and then it would immediately fill up with water again.
The guy didn't fit your mask properly, to be fair.
Yeah. So that was the issue that I had. But then I got put with a different guy who was obviously a bit more experienced. He fixed my mask up and we're all good to go. So it was pretty weird. I don't know if anyone has ever done scuba diving before. It wasn't what I expected. What they do is they give you your mask and they strap up all the gear and your oxygen tank onto you. And we did an introductory one because Joel has scuba dived before, but I never had. So they get you to just like blow bubbles on the surface of the water and then get on your knees and blow bubbles underwater. And then they're like, right, okay, good to go. And you just like grab onto your instructor's hand and they just drag you through the water pretty much while you're just like, oh, okay, I'm breathing. This is weird. This is weird. And then they're just like, look, a clownfish. Look, it's Dory. Look, a sea turtle.
You would not do well with the Byron Bay diving. They don't hold your hand. They're just like, all right, off you go. So.
Not if it was your first dive, surely. Yeah,
on my first dive. So, yeah. I mean, there's someone near you, but they don't hold your hand.
Yeah, but they'd be watching out for you. But anyway, I guess they have to be more vigilant as well because it's the coral reef.
Mm.
And it's pretty protected, so you get lectured so much, like, don't touch anything.
Yeah, some people did get a bit close and got yelled at.
Mm.
But that was really enjoyable. I saw a sea turtle. There was this big, big blue fish that was like a dog that loved hanging out with people. And I gave that a big pat, and I really liked it.
Yeah, and then, so, after we did that, we did some snorkeling, which was cool. And if anyone has ever been up to the Great Barrier Reef and that whole area, you would know that this time of year, which it was October when we went there, is stinger season. And stingers are these very, very small see-through jellyfish that if they sting you, you pretty much need to go to a hospital straight away, which is a problem when you're at the Great Barrier Reef and it was like a 3-hour boat ride to get there.
You can die.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Yeah, pretty bad. So they give you like these full body suits to wear while you're snorkeling, which looks pretty daggy, but
both of ours had rips in them too, which was really comforting.
But yeah, so snorkeling was really cool as well. I hadn't done snorkeling since I was in primary school, so that was something that was pretty special.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it a lot. I couldn't stop trying to dive deep as I could and everything like that.
You were like a dolphin. And yeah, it was pretty magical to see the Great Barrier Reef up that close.
And the water was crystal clear as well.
Yeah, it was pretty special. It's been on my bucket list for so long, so that was really cool.
Mm.
And then so the next day
was Hamilton Island.
Yeah, we had another full day tour booked. So from Airlie Beach, we went across the water to Hamilton Island, which was such a highlight. Hamilton Island, I think, was my favorite part of the whole trip. It was so, so beautiful. Had just like such a good vibe. We went and rented a golf buggy and drove around the island, which was super fun. We got to a restricted section where the buggy just like stopped and was like, you're not meant to be here.
The thing is, it said reverse only, but I wasn't parked. I wasn't facing directly forward, like straight forward on the road. And so I couldn't even reverse out to fix my position and get out. So I had to get out and manually push it to escape, essentially, which was fun.
Minor issues, but we went to see some of the lookouts and it was just so beautiful. The color of the water there is just so stunning.
Mm.
And what else did we do? We went to the beach, Cat's Eye Beach, took some photos, and then we went to swim at the main pool. They have a swim-up bar, which wasn't open yet when we were there, which was disappointing.
To be fair, we were trying to get a drink at 11 a.m. in the morning, so
it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's our fault. But then later on, we went on a cruise to Whitehaven Beach, and that was really quite magical. We went with the same touring company, and the service was just so much better.
Yeah, we got free drinks on the boat, which was pretty fun.
Unlimited free drinks, which I should make sure that is mentioned.
And they give you food as well. Both times they give you plenty of food and things like that. It was really good. So we arrive at Whitehaven Beach. Same situation, there's stingers, so you have to wear suits if you want to swim, which we decided not to do. We were just like, got to risk it for the biscuit.
Yeah.
And just swam and hoped for the best, which was good.
It's hard to imagine how much more satisfying a swim at the beach is with the threat of death at every corner. It just makes it that much more enjoyable.
I mean, Australian beaches, we're used to the risk.
You know what? Just think Steve Owen. At any point, you get a stinger through the chest or something like that. It's just, you know, another Sunday.
I mean, we live in an area where there's shark attacks on the reg.
So. Or, you know, someone's trying to be drowned by someone else.
Oh, yeah. Surf rage. But, yeah, Whitehaven Beach was absolutely stunning, and it's a national park area, so they keep it pristine, and there's lots of regulations on, you know, what you can and can't do there, which is nice. It keeps it really beautiful. And so we did a hike, which was really cool.
We watched some old people play terribly at totem tennis. That was really fun.
Yeah, and it was, like, because our trip was so full-on, like, we had, like, sunrise to sunset things booked and things to do and, you know, planned. So it was really cool to just chill out on the beach. That was really nice to just lie on the beach.
Yeah, and we did amazingly at totem tennis. We showed those old people a thing or two.
Yeah, but it was just so beautiful. Like, the sand at Whitehaven Beach, it's, what was it, silicon?
Yeah, silica. So it was really soft and didn't absorb the heat much. So it was nice and cool.
Which was really nice because a lot of the time when you go to the beach in summer, as soon as you take your thongs off, like, your feet just, like, start burning from the sand.
Mm.
So it was really beautiful. And the sand is just so white. And, like, if you Google image Whitehaven Beach, you'll be like, oh my God, it's amazing.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'd like to go camping there. My brother tried going camping there, but he went on, like, the one weekend he got flooded out, so.
I don't think he was at Whitehaven Beach. I think he was on one of the islands.
Oh, maybe. I wasn't 100% sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you can camp there. Isn't there, like,
maybe there's probably regulations or something like that, but.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's plenty of other islands in the Whitsundays where you can stay, and I would love to check out some of the other ones. That would be really cool.
Hmm.
But yeah, back on the mainland in Airlie, our last day there, we were only up there for 4 days, so it was pretty hectic. But it was really nice just walking around and checking out the actual town because we were out doing other things so often that we didn't actually see much of Airlie Beach that much.
No, we always came back at night, and at night there wasn't a hell of a lot for us to do because we're not the party animal types.
But, it is a backpacker town, so there is always clubs going off and things to do, but it was really nice to walk along the beach. The beach is stunning. When we first got into Airlie Beach, I was just absolutely blown away by how beautiful the water was and how still and calm it was. So nice. And they have a lagoon, like a man-made kind of swimming hole.
Because of all the irukandji, the stinger jellyfish.
Yeah, so you can go for a swim and you don't have to worry about being stung by anything. So that was really fun and really nice to chill out in the pool there.
Everyone was really friendly there too. Like, all the lifeguards would strike up conversation and.
Yeah, everyone's just on holiday mode there. It's just such a beautiful place. And I would have liked to go for a drive and stuff, but we didn't have a car because there's some waterfalls in that area and things like that as well. But yeah, look, there's like a main strip of different shops and restaurants that we got to check out. Plenty of nice things.
Yeah. I also introduced you to Vietnamese coffee.
Yeah, that was cool. But yeah, Airlie was cool. I probably wouldn't say that it's like a tourist destination in and of itself. I think if you're going to go to Airlie Beach, you might as well spend that extra money and go out to some of the islands or go out to the Great Barrier Reef, because that's kind of like what draws people to Airlie is those other further places. It's kind of like that connection to get out to sea, go to Hamilton Island or Daydream Island or, you know, what have you, and go out to the Great Barrier Reef.
I agree. It is, whilst I loved Airlie Beach, it's definitely a place that you want to use it sort of as a central hub to travel from. You don't want to just have it be the be all and end all of your trip. use it to supplement other things. But how did you find the hotel? It was pretty good at first. The first night, we were kept awake by the rattling of our air conditioner, but they fixed it the next day.
Yeah, that was cool. And they gave us free beach towels every day.
That was good. Yeah. The weird thing was they encourage you to gamble. they gave you these vouchers, which they would give you more money if you put in $10 at the pokies. And yeah, you have to spend that money, and only then will they put the money in the machine for you.
Yeah.
Which is a bit strange.
And so you had your dream come true on Hamilton Island as well. We were having lunch down by the marina, which was just stunning. And they have a lot of cockatoos on the island.
Well, we were sort of trying to decide what we wanted for lunch. And then all of a sudden a waiter comes out and starts putting signs everywhere. Little table signs saying, don't feed the cockatoos.
And for people that might not know what a cockatoo is, it's an Australian bird. Which is, it's kind of large.
It's huge by bird standards. It's as big as maybe a little bit smaller than a wedge-tailed eagle. Mm. Yeah, but they are pretty big.
And they're completely white except for a tuft of yellow feathers on the top of their head.
Yeah, their crest is all yellow. They're sulfur crested.
Mm. Yeah. And so we get our meal and then this cockatoo decides to show up and sit on our table, and then realized we weren't going to give it any food, so it jumps over to the next table and steals someone's fish.
I won't lie, I did give it a little crumb here and there, because I'm a sucker for birds.
But naughty. Yeah,
he did just leap over and pick up someone's fish in his foot and start eating it right in front of him. Little shit.
Very cocky.
Oh. And that's all for today. Thank you.
But yeah, I definitely want to go back to Hamilton Island and save up to stay on the island because it was so beautiful, but pricey, but beautiful. And
you don't want to do the $16,000 a night villa? That could be nice.
Don't tempt me. Yeah, it was really fun driving around in the golf buggies as well. That I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was actually really fun. A little bit stressful, but mostly really fun. And everyone on the island was just willing to help you out, point you in the right direction, or take photos for you. Was there anything that shocked you on the trip that sort of took you by surprise?
I don't think anything took me by surprise. Or actually, our last day at Airlie Beach, someone did get bit by a shark.
Oh yeah, there was that.
Could have been us, but lucky it wasn't.
I think what shocked me was how reasonably priced everything was there. Mm. Like, it didn't try and... When you're at Airlie Beach, everything was sort of competitively priced. Nothing really tried to shake the money out of you or... Well, it just felt fair, really.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I would say the same of Hamilton Island. I feel like the prices were up a little bit more there.
Oh, definitely. But that's kind of the location. Like, supplies are hard to get there.
Yeah, I guess. Even just, like, renting the golf buggy for 2 hours cost us, what, $60?
$75.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it was good. I liked it.
Definitely worth it if you've saved up a little bit of money.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it was nice. What were, like, your favourite things that we did?
Well, yeah. As I said, it's probably the scuba diving. I am crazy about it. It's just the feeling of sort of just floating in place and sort of defying something you've trained yourself to do all your life is kind of mystifying and cool to me. Just the fact you're breathing in underwater is just so, it's such a crazy thought. I really enjoy it.
Mm. I think I just really loved how beautiful and scenic everywhere we went was. Hamilton Island in particular was just absolutely mind-blowing and stunning, so that was probably my favorite thing. And I just really enjoyed just chilling out on the beach, going for a swim. It was nice to just, it was like a really relaxing holiday.
Very romantic.
So. Yeah. And so, yeah, if anyone wants to check out some photos from the trip, I'll put them up on the podcast's social media. If you search Travel Lust Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, you'll find it. And yeah, that's probably it for this episode. Thank you so much, Joel.
And thank you very much for having me.
But yeah, that does it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I always appreciate it. Bye.